There, let us stay a moment longer in this listening. Perhaps the eyes are still closed or half closed. Let us give ourselves the chance to rediscover a subtle movement in the opening of the body, little by little, savoring it, a great discovery which we will make together. Is that this capacity to listen, these intimacies, can also survive in movement? It is precisely this that allows us to listen to the other. There, little by little, with great kindness, we return. I would like to tell you that this listening, sometimes we call it walking, training, this developing, actually return to a listening which we have abandoned, to a trust that we have abandoned, is so important, these parts. This part was born in France in a sharing group during the summer. A boy of your age asked me to give him some exercise, some practice. And since this boy was sitting in the chair, all gragging, all also, this path was born on the open body and the closed body to recognize how the posture of the body become an attitude of mind, and vice versa, how the mind reverberates in the body, to discover the relationship so important. This course was born, and afterwards we proposed it to others, and afterwards Silvio proposed to explore, and this situation was born. There is always a part of the body that is open and a part of the body that is contract. We would like to be well, always be relaxed, at ease, and we would like to solve. Who pain in the body that are very strong? When there are painful emotion in anger, it becomes tense, painful, particularly in certain place, or in sadness, in depression, the body tends to crumple, to close in oneself. It, this propension in oneself of exploration, so far we have tried to adjust, to eliminate, to understand everything that is possible, that has been done to eliminate these unpleasant feelings, these painful emotion. And now I would like to propose you another way of relating, a world where there is the listening, which is not a listening to eliminate, to solve, but really as an opening that doesn't demand anything, just like when dealing with a friend. A true relationship is such when one doesn't pretend to change the other, to fix him or her. It is first and foremost a full listening, true, deep listening. Now, I'm proposing a path if it my intention to sell you pots and pan, you know the expression, which is so to convince other that you are good, or sell you a way of thinking, or a religion, or any other package, then my cover will become more and more tense. If I have a strong intention to convince you, my body in speaking to you will become more and more tense. If there is easy, if I am simply proposing to you a restaurant where the food is good, then I will be at ease, and I myself will enjoy this moment in talking to you. Let's look at it from the other side. Of course, there is always the desire to appear, and in this case, tension is a great help. This subtle tension that I myself, for example, now perceive helped me to return to this openness of listening, where I am also part of this listening, to this freedom of the mind, a freedom of the mind of the heart, which becomes freedom of the body. Therefore, when the body is not free, and it tells me I'm tense, it tells me which pots I want to sell. You want to present yourself as, in this case, the opening and the closing, and the escort as the opening and the closing of the body is the opening and the closing of the mind heart. In the China's language, there is only one word for mind heart. Here is, I would like to try to tell you why the practice of the three breath has been proposed. They are very simple practice. Let us try to understand how effective they are. Three breath, for example, three breath at a time or of particular concern. For example, I have an exam, there is a meeting, the mind naturally kicking, trying to process all the favorably conditioned for this examination, to the meeting, what is missing, what is not missing. Now imagine in this intensity that you can give us three breaths. This is gata. These phrases from Thich Nhat Hanh, which say, the way out is in. Look, this is a Copernican revolution. In this moment, when I am looking for solution, the best condition to fix an exam, a meeting, the mind is activate, start, elaborate possibility. The mind fills with thoughts. At this moment, you feel a closure in your body. Imagine that you can stop and take three breaths. Let's try to imagine closing our eyes. If you would like to follow me in this little experiment, let's try to imagine that you have an exam in 2 hours. A very important meeting with a person we care about, And so the mind is very active. It is considering all the possibility, the hypothesis, the risks. Now let us make a gesture. The hand meeting the body. Maybe where a small contraction is recognized, or simply where breathing is perceived. It could be the thorax, the abdomen, the plexus, and rest while three breaths occur. It is an act of concrete courage. This is the listening that restore our freedom. Three breaths. The first is the one of the most courage, is the breath of courage, because we dare to enter inside the way out which we are looking for in thoughts, hypotheses, is within, is in this listening, in the heart of this breathing. The first is that of courage. The second is that of passion, because we have returned to an intensity. When we were in thoughts, we were anesthetized. Now returning, this listening returns us to intensity, which is why it is courageous and passion. The first breath, perhaps, is a true breath, a breath where we find ourselves. Then let us give ourselves to close three and accompany breaths where we discover us, we discover the difference. We also enjoy this transformation of the breathing's sensations. Without fear of finding closed shoulders, a contract face, even this small hint of breathing. Even if the body remains tense, contract, generates a drop of this freedom, we are rediscovering a freedom that is always with us, a listening that is always with us. There, little by little, we return. Here is the practice of the three breaths. You have a paper in which you will find an invitation to the three breaths and also the word of Thich Nhat Hanh, this monk who was pointed out by Martin Luther King for the Nobel Peace Prize, and then Baida, a layman, who explain in detail why three breaths. A curious thing that I discovered, so many of these people who have had a clear vision suggest that these three breaths, a strange coincidence, like tall Krishnamurti. Here, the way out is inside, is the gata, the calligraphy, the phrase that we don't need to believe. Let us accept. It is a nonsense. It is a paradoxical, but it is testable. The strangest things. Of this kind of experimentation is that is scientifical, that is verifiable, but with different paradigms that the science, even compared to some social science, is also more scientific than science, in that it doesn't accept certain paradigm postulates which are taken for granted in science, such as that of the observer. It even questions the observer. It questions how contemporary physics question time, about distance, about time. Here is the enhance the attitude, which is extremely scientific, is that of not knowing, that is, we allow ourselves to embrace on this, to embark on this journey, this exploration into not knowing. Instead of imagining, of already knowing in part how things are, and of wanting to increase our knowledge, we allow ourselves to don't know. Simple things of not knowing what a breath is, who we are, we may think we know, and instead on this journey we may discover that we don't know. It is a very courageous exploration. The element we will use in these 3 weeks are whose of the three breaths. Precisely because of this courage to return, of listening, of letting go of the whole words of thoughts, of worries, and returning to this feeling is not only inside, that also give us back to the outside. Is not only inside, but also return us to the outside. It is an inside that also give us back to the outside. That then we were prey to all the worries, project, hypothetical deductive thoughts. We no longer perceive. It is like when we drive or like when we eat. We are full of thoughts. In reality, food or the environment is barely perceived. In this case, in this return, in this listening, in this going back in, it also returns us to the outside, which was previously experienced in a muffled way. We walk just to avoid the poles, people, but we don't come into contact with nature. Like when we are in nature and we are in a beautiful environment, but this is a painful emotion inside, a worry, and then the environment is completely excluded to give us back this possibility to get in touch not only with the inside, but also with the outside, with that what surrounds us. It is this gesture, this listening, these three small breaths that are truly revolutionary. Don't think that just because we are so simple, we are not effective. They are extremely effective, and they claim as a tool, a training, repetition. Imagine that we are owning antennae, a capacity to to hear in a new way, which in reality is an ancient way that has been abandoned in favor of hypothetical deductive thinking. The grip clause, when we were 11 evolutionary years old, more or less, but the young child talk about himself in the first person. He does not care, not because he is handicapped, but because he has a sensitivity. We imagine children as little temporarily handicapped who will find health as adult. There we may find that this is not the case. We are rediscovering and rediscovering a sensitivity that is clouded by this overconfidence. In this elaboration of drama that will never happen, we worried about things and will never happen. It's about regaining confidence in this listening, and we practice together. It's really important. This attitude of not knowing. We are giving back to life its mystery. We are giving back to ourselves that humanity of ourselves and of ours. We are helping ourselves with an instrument that accompanies us on our journey, like a diary. If we like a logbook, this is not only related to the path, but which can also refer to these 8 weeks of our life in relation to the tools we are exploring. It could be interesting, we could make a commitment of doing 1 minute of exercise a day. But it's a slam that might give us a taste for it. But this minute is important. Around the third week, when we face the breath, we might make the commitment of 1 minute of stillness a day. Here is. Then, during the week, since we are so many stimuli, we try to stay with one theme. In particular, this week is dedicated to the perception of the body and the closed body, i.e. how a closed body becomes a closed mind and how a judged mind becomes a closed body. The best things about recognizing judgment is to recognize that our body is getting numb. This relationship of an open mind, no judgmental, and an open mind is really important. One final point that we will actually explore during this week. Do you remember the example where I'm trying to achieve something and my body becomes closed? Here, to discover that the closure become an aid to take me back to freedom. That is to discover myself close, inhabiting myself in tension, rest in the tension without the need for tricks to do anything special. Simply recognize and perceive, inhabit, breathe in tension without needing me of my doing, of my understanding, of my meditating, without needing me. The simple recognition of my tension is called me home. I don't know. If you know cartoons where someone take a hammering, it's a push away. like a rubber band from themselves. This distinction from oneself is very painful, but it's the pain itself that calls me home. Here, this, the place of intimacy, of listening, this is the place where life dwells. It is very nice to discover that there are these two possibilities, the possibility of the virtual, of the imaginary, and also creativity is there. It happens here. It's the Newton's apple that fall on your head. It is the inside. It is the creativity gesture. All the things that we like happen here. Life happen here. Sensation happen here. And that is why sensations are so important. Listening happens here. Listening can only happen here when I am fully here. So it's nice to discover when we are here and when we are not, without judgment.